A report today details the basic building errors which were at fault.
And as official figures show, PM has its biggest ever audience, we'll ask, what's wrong with you? With the BBC News, Charles Carroll.
Jeremy Corbyn has insisted Labour
and 4 million listeners because...
Interesting situation.
Thanks for taking the time and apologies it took so long to hear you clearly.
Thanks,
Matthew
Gallaghan,
Global Media Editor for the Financial Times. Now, Steve Hewlett, we hope and expect, will be back with us on Monday's programme. Also starting next week, of course, Brexit questions, pm@bbc.co.uk. As Steve mentioned on Monday when he was last with us, he's been struck by, among many other things, his connection with PM listeners during everything he's been going through. I just want to relay an email that's come in. I won't use the names, but it's an email to Steve, which of course we'll pass on. And here's what it says. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing your journey through cancer on PM. My partner heard your interview in around October and up until then had dismissed the problems he'd had swallowing. After hearing your interview, he went to his GP. Endoscopies and biopsies followed, and on the 2nd of January 2017, he was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. The cancer has been caught early enough that they can operate on him. He started chemotherapy this week and will be operated on in about 3 to 4 months' time. He's only 35. We're told this is an unusual cancer for his age. Every doctor, nurse and consultant we've seen has asked what led him to go to his GP in the first place, and every time we say, well, it's all because of Steve Hewlett. All being well, you've saved his life, and there's no thank you quite big enough. Cancer seems a far less terrifying journey because of your openness. The names of the chemo drugs sound like more familiar names, and we know the side effects to watch out for. He's now openly sharing his experiences with friends and colleagues in the same way you have with the nation. Once again, thank you so much. And we will pass that on directly to Steve, along with much of the other correspondence we've had about him. The latest official listening figures for radio stations across the United Kingdom are out today, and they show that after 47 years on air, the PM audience has just reached record high levels. 4.2 million listeners can't be wrong, and if they are, well, who cares? What is it that's made PM the most listened to Radio 4 news programme after today? Well, here are just a few examples that demonstrate how fantastic we are. We have more than 4 million listeners because we're at the forefront of broadcasting technology.
I'm afraid I don't hear anything at this point.
Oh, hello, Professor Tribe. Sorry, we've obviously got a bit of a problem with the line. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I'll ask my next question then and move on to a reminder of past examples, because impeachment doesn't necessarily mean that a president, and I'm thinking of President Clinton, loses his job.
That's right. The 8th. And, of course, Bill Clinton in 1988.
As I say, 4.2 million listeners because we are at the forefront of broadcasting technology.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can, sorry. Do go on.
Okay. Well, we reported a few hours ago that Rupert Murdoch, the proprietor of the Times, was in the room and had a role in putting the interview together.
Matthew, I'll tell you what, I'm going to stop you right there because I know we can just about hear you saying that Rupert Murdoch was in the room, but I'm afraid you sound like you're not really in the room. 4.2 million listeners, because we proudly feature some of the UK's most acclaimed broadcasters, including Jonathan Dimbleby.
And Dr. Lisa McKenzie, who describes herself as a white working-class mother of a mixed race, with a mixed race child, with a poor, from a, should I try and say that again? I'll do it again, I think. Lisa describes herself as a white working-class mother of a mixed-race child from a poor area of Nottingham. She's also a lecturer in sociology at the LSE. She stood for Parliament of the last election as a member of the Anarchist Party class war. She received no less than 53 votes. Not quite enough to become an MP, but not an impediment to being on our panel at 8 o'clock this evening, though I might be an impediment myself by the sound of it.
Well, we're always happy to be your rehearsal. Jonathan Dimbleby, back at 8. 4.2 million listeners because of our exciting, easy-to-follow recipes. And if you haven't had one of Susan's moist brownies on your lips, you haven't lived. 4.2 million listeners because of our groundbreaking science coverage, such as our live reporting of a supermoon.
So what we see reflecting back off the moon is this sort of peachy, orangey, red colour that's really lovely.
Professor Tim O'Brien, Associate Director of Jodrell Bank Observatory, whetting her appetite. Well, let's talk live to Peter Egan, who is in one of the least cloudy parts of the UK on the Murray coast in the north of Scotland. Peter, tell us, what can you see?
Well, you say that. It's actually very cloudy tonight and we can't see anything.
Peter, thanks so much. 4.2 million listeners because of our easy-to-follow weather forecasts.
The weather.
No, it's not the raw data.
We want to complain about the weather.
Do you?
Well, we don't know who to complain about it to.
But well, Stav's here.
Well, we want to complain about the weather to you because we want it to be May weather.
Yes, and it will be May on Monday. Yeah,
it will be. Will we have May weather on Sunday?
I just told you that.
Yeah, many areas is certainly going to be warmer.
You're not listening.
I was listening, but I heard the word sleet.
So that was tonight, yeah. Today.
So here you are.
It could have been Neil's sleep.
Wait a second. Here you are asking people to pay attention to your little trail about what's on your little show on Sunday, and you haven't had the courtesy to listen to what Stav was saying in his weather forecast.
I've now got no time to tell you what's on happening on Sunday morning.
Well, I'm going to play the bongs. You know they're not live. But mainly, people listen to PM because the presenters are complete professionals. Thanks, Stav. This is PM. I'm Eddie Mayer. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, bad luck with the timing there. So there you are. Some news just into us. The Press Association and others reporting that a motion of no confidence in the Speaker of the House of Commons, John Bercow.